Dear Chicago.
Sounds sad.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a
day. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is November 6th, 2012.
Episode 457.
It is Election Day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Before we get into what's most important, let's talk about voting for us.
Which is most important.
Most important, yes. I had that wrong.
Yes.
I said it wrong. So you guys know that we are nominated for a podcast award, right?
No, right. I did not know this.
Yes,
what?
Totally,
you
totally.
Only have...
Get out.
What is it?
7 days.
Is it the 15th that it ends?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
So you only... You don't have much longer.
You need to do it.
I need to do it. And I know some of you... have been talking on Twitter
mm-hmm.
about how it is an awful decision. It's like Sophie's Choice, mm-hmm. I believe, was one of the the comments. And I agree. I agree. However, Ricky needs validated.
I do.
As you can tell by our album art.
And I think maybe we should go by... Well, let me look at the list on Podcast Awards because I'm really not aware who we're going up against other than Rainbow Redhead.
We have Feast of Fun, and there's also, why can't I think of their name right now?
Throwing Shade.
Oh, Throwing Shade.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Those, like, professional comedians that get paid to do their job.
Damn, they're going to
win. Oh, my God. Where's that bitchy thing?
But oh, yeah.
<'Cause>, granted, that's generally... It's like, fuck, Ricky.
Sorry if that was really
No, I mean,
loud.
I don't want you to use, you know, if you only have two email addresses,
right.
I don't want you to waste your vote by doing just one of each. You know, I think you need to do
three.
Because
that almost cancels each other
out. You need to do three email addresses, two for us, one for...
The other one.
Ramble Redhead.
Right. And even, you can make a fake one.
Because if we win, we want Ramble to win second.
No, right. If we win this year, we
and
will...
if Ramble wins, we want to win second.
Because if you're not first, you're last.
If we win this year...
No.
Maybe if we win this year, we will campaign for Ramble next year.
Yes.
We'll share,
yeah.
We'll
Hell
share
yeah.
the love.
And Ramble, you should feel the same for us.
Though Ricky's probably like, fuck that. If we win it, I'm going to go two years in a row.
No way. I'm not Joey.
oh
hey,
shit.
Love you.
Speaking of, we are totally...
you're all besties.
Oh, yeah. Him and I were like... We're close.
Please, at least you can't be ripping on Joey. He is sending all of his creamies to vote for us.
That's true.
And we're sending all our monkeys
and we're
to vote for them.
All of our pooflingers to go
vote for them.
For them for People's Choice.
Okay, well,
and,
I'm fine
and
with that.
Dubious Tent is mm-hmm. doing the same thing. And everyone needs to go vote for Best Produced.
Everybody needs to vote for us first.
Yes.
And then everyone else second.
Well, you know,
it's the same damn
I'm just
it's
kidding.
The same
it's all
damn
the
ballot.
Same, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
and then don't forget Secretly Timid
yes.
for
General.
And then PNS Explosion for Mature. Those are the ones that we care about.
Mature.
So yeah, other than that, just go out and vote for us. We'd really appreciate it. And you can vote every day with each email address that you have.
Yes. By this time you've already voted for the campaign of 2012.
Right.
Elections for president and everything, and
we
know the
winner
is
we should retort two different ones.
Oh, wrong one, sorry.
No, I think we All should right. just are you really
the
going
winner,
to edit
no
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 the winner is Obamy Obamy
Bronco Bamo. All right, so you guys
Bronco.
Right, so we're done with that. So seriously, I was at work today. Last night, I could not sleep well because of this stupid election. I am
really?
So, like, my stomach is, like, in knots because I do not want Mitt Romney to win. And it's, like, killing me on the inside.
I'm quite intrigued if there's any studies related to stress or anxiety in comparison to timing of the elections. Especially now, because I feel like now... Each election, presidential election, I should say, has been getting so close to the wire where it's almost 50-50 each time. I mean, you had that with previous elections, and now, I mean, with Al Gore and George W. Bush, you had it with, we're having it right now with Romney and Obama. I just feel like it's just getting so divided down the center with things.
Oh my God. I'm about to have a heart attack.
What?
Mitt Romney has won South Carolina and Indiana.
You know what Obama
first
has won?
First of all, people, it's not official people, yet. People, these fucking podcasts will not be put out any time where this conversation will matter.
Right.
Close your laptops, except for our Evernote, and let's not stress out and take over this.
That sounded like a fart.
And take over this podcast.
My friend Lorraine, who I was with last year during the election, we were at Panera last election. We were at Panera Bread studying for some test.
By the way, she's brought up because she just messaged.
She just text messaged me. Yes. And her text message is, I'm sick to my stomach.
You know, I've kind of was dealing with this a few weeks ago where I just was like, you know, this is getting really upsetting. I'm so tired of seeing all this. And then it gets to a point where, you know what? Saturday, Waylon and I, we went and we voted.
Mm-hmm.
We did our part.
We saw you guys.
Yes. We'll talk about that. We went and voted, and it's like, I did my part. If Romney wins, well, that kind of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. That is not fun.
Yeah, well, whatever.
While you guys talk about this, I'm going to go check on our tater tots.
Okay.
Because I'm over
delicious. I just was like, you know, I did my part. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's only so much you can do. And then there's the whole controversy over the Electoral College and this and everything, you know, where it's like, oh, do my votes really count? And it's like, yeah, they do. You know, it shows the support, and it shows, you know, like if we go back, you know, later on and we're like, okay, this is the reason why we need the Electoral College to not be a present or mm-hmm. be a factor where it's not a winner take all state versus all that kind of stuff. I think it's important to show your support for the candidate that you want to support.
What stresses me out and what makes me the most mad is different states do different things with their voting polls. Like Florida, the governor was like, you know what? We're going to close down a bunch of early voting places, and you're all going to have to go to one place to vote. Why?
This year?
Yeah, this year he did that. That's why people were waiting 7.5 hours to vote in
Florida. I wonder if that's actually legal and if that's going to come up.
I know.
Because one of the things Obama did do, though I'm totally removed myself and now I'm butting back in, was to allow...
Bring it!
Well, was to allow early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it is, you know, the states do control how voting generally happens and the mm-hmm. rules around it, that doesn't seem right that if your polls are supposed to be open for this long,
mm-hmm.
how you can close it. Because that, right. that would be infringing on my, I think, infringing on my voter rights, to be honest.
And they were saying a lot of people that go early vote are people that... Well, this is just what I was reading, that aren't as educated and also have jobs where they cannot get off work during the voting day. So they go early.
What's your source?
Or?
I was reading, lazy is it the Washington Post? No, Google on the news page.
Or lazy as fuck like us, though mm-hmm. we waited to the last day like you did, which means we weren't so lazy because it was still an hour and a half late.
Right.
But if we would have voted and not been 2 minutes late on the day before, there would have been no one in line.
They cut you off. Yeah. Well, you're there at like 7:02? Or no, 5:02.
Yeah.
That so sucks. I feel like this is a really good time and point to bring up Ed Chan's question mm-hmm. on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He said, did you see anyone worth jumping / being jumped by while lining up for these polls?
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
And she was funny.
What?
Well, there's a few people that we saw, but the one that jumped in line.
No. You are completely missing the mark on this question. He's not
jumping.
He's not talking about line jumping. He's talking about, do you want to fuck anyone?
I had somebody try to line jump us too.
He's like, you tried to line jump everyone else?
Okay,
no, we
so
didn't.
Hold on. So Ricky, we see you walk in. We get there probably 20 minutes before you, and there's already a line behind us.
Uh-huh.
And we see you, and you're standing there, sort of like, so we should come over. You should come over and hang out with us. Hold on.
That wasn't serious.
Well,
I know, but it was still funny.
Uh-huh. But we're poking fun at it too.
But dude, his question is literally, did you want to
yes.
fuck someone in line?
Oh, yes. There were a few hot guys.
How about the guys on the trapeze?
Well, those, the gay ones by
porcelain?
The time we got there.
How about
there,
porcelain?
Miss. Okay, so we went to this armory near our house. And apparently in the gym, they have the New York Trapeze School, a Chicago version of it. So there were people in the trapeze.
By the way, I really want to do this.
So we were there as this gay couple and a couple gay friends were attempting to do it. And one of them was wearing the tightest, girly,
the girl workout pants.
Yes. Because it was like, I don't think boys' pants cling on your ass and the side of your legs quite like that.
They were really tight. And then on the bottom, they like cupped his shoe like bell bottoms, kind of.
Yeah. Right? That's why weird. Bradley called him porcelain.
Well, the reason I did is because
I called him prissy pants.
He was prissy pants.
The reason I called him porcelain was because he seemed so delicate. When he was climbing up the ladder the first time, he was like, oh my God, I can't do
his
this.
His hands were shaking.
He was shaken. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to the top and he's like crawling over the ladder to get on the platform.
Where that normally would be me. People, I'm afraid.
Normally people are walking up and then they grab like the extended ladder that's up there and continue to walk up. No, he like literally started to like roll onto the ground and then, the platform and then like pick himself up.
But my favorite scared person was the hot muscular black man.
Yes. He was cute.
When he did his first one, like he's supposed to let go of his hands at some point. Uh-huh. And so after he gets his
Forgot
legs up,
those.
They're like, okay, now, you know, like no hands. Okay. No hands. Okay. Maybe one hand.
And he still didn't,
and he
do,
still
it.
Didn't do it.
I feel like this is appropriate.
Yes.
But I will tell you, though, it made that hour and a half. When you got to that point, the rest of it went
Wasn't
by
bad.
So quickly.
Oh, yeah. Because all you were doing was watching. And then at the very, like, tail end, where you, before you turn right back to finish the line, there's the little kids doing the little gymnastics.
Which the coach was being a little...
I know you said that.
She was being a little mean to them.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah. She was like...
We didn't see that.
I didn't ask you to do that. Did I tell you to bend all the way over? No. Do it again. Do it again.
Gymnastics can
do
be
it again.
Crazy, right?
I was like, that's a future Olympian right
so
there.
So, was this your first Chicago vote?
Yes.
Was this your first Chicago vote?
Yes.
It was my first Chicago vote because I did absentee ballots from Minnesota last year. Mm-hmm. What did you think of those machines? I've done electronic type machines before, but never one that, you know, not only do you confirm your electronic pickings, but then you have to watch it print on paper and confirm it on the paper. And then, it was really interesting. I kind of liked it, though other people are bitching about it, but I'm not sure. I like it much better than the ones where you have like the hanging chads and all those type of things. But
I'd never done electronic before. When I lived in Florida, it was always paper ballot and the hanging chad shit. It was interesting because the touchscreen wasn't as sensitive as I think it should have been, or it made you wait a
Did
little bit
Did you use
before
your finger?
Yeah.
Oh, I had there's
the
a little pen.
We used the
They
pen.
Didn't give us that.
It was connected to the machine.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. It was like it's like a little stylus.
Well, I used my finger. Maybe that's why it was taking fucking forever.
But I did like the fact that it tells you if you miss something because I totally missed the one where I could pick three and I only picked one. Mm-hmm. And then I totally somehow missed one of the judges. And so it told me.
I'm not touching anything.
I don't know.
I didn't vote for any of the judges, really, because I didn't know anything about them. Well, I did choose women, and like Josh did. We
there's
both chose
two
women
that we did not vote for. Way to go.
Yeah, pretty much. We tried to get your attention, so we could have given you our notes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because we had the judicial...
Okay.
I didn't touch it.
I'm not touching anything.
It was mine, but I touched it, and it went away.
What the hell? Best produced bitches.
We found 2014. We found this PDF file through Equality Illinois that listed out every judge on whether or not they should be
a judge or not.
Yeah, whether or not they should be reelected.
It sounded like you said a judge or not.
And so, but they had several columns. So they had like, you know, like I don't know their official name, but like the Black Caucus, the Latino Caucus, the women.
Black cock.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Black cock us.
The women, the LGBT, and like a Native American, and how they all voted. So it was one nice document. And there were several that were a big old no, should not be put back.
Well, I didn't
in.
Vote for any of them, so.
Yeah. Unless you the women.
Unless you were women.
Well, I voted for, well, not all, but I didn't vote for all the judges. Okay. Once I got to a certain point, I was like, I'm done with this. Because there was like 40 of them.
There was. Mm-hmm. And the thing was,
like, why is there so many judges in the city of Chicago?
Because there's
circuit.
A bunch of shit that goes down in the Chicago.
There's,
I guess so.
There's circuit judges.
Gotham City is crazy.
Most of them are circuit circus judges.
Circus judges?
Circuit judges.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay,
where's the other one?
We need to move on. We got a lot to talk about. That and your tater tots are almost done, mm-hmm. and I got to put the buffalo turkey
and
burgers.
And I brought ranch dressing.
This is my favorite one, though.
Afro circus.
What is that from?
Madagascar 3.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Long story short, there's a lot behind it, but it makes me laugh.
So I do think that if we don't have another segue, with all of our pseudo sound issues that we just had,
yes.
I do think we should listen to Kyle in Hawaii's voicemail.
Yes.
Bradley.
He called a couple times, I believe.
Yeah, he called like 5 times or something.
Which we're fine with because first, you're sexy.
And I just added him on Facebook.
Second, your voice is sexy. And then your eyes are sexy too.
And your dick is sexy.
I haven't seen that, but I guarantee
your
it
left
probably is.
Tit is sexy.
Probably is. Actually, I've seen him shirtless. He is.
So I don't know which ones that were, but we do need to do our little song.
Someone just pointed out to me that someone cannot go to our wedding because apparently it's over Easter.
Our wedding?
Yeah. So my pastor friends are like, would love to come, but
I thought it was Easter week.
But it's like, your wedding is scheduled only 2 times a year. I can't ask off.
Well, that's too bad.
We should have an Easter egg hunt on the ship.
No.
Yes.
What we should have is an Easter hat.
Already made one of those. I won't have to make it.
No, Easter. Not fall.
Not your fall.
I don't think you want me to make the Easter one because it'll be ridiculous.
If you can get the ridiculous
that's
hat
the
on
point.
The ship, then please, you're the one that has to wear it. Anyway,
so going back,
ring-a-ling a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone calls. I don't know if this is the right phone call.
Ruin everybody's Easter by having a marriage on it.
Just find the fucking egg in the basket.
Hello, boys. It's Kyle in Hawaii. Listen to your recent podcast or show Vote Hoopla. And I've been nominating. I was nominating everybody I could from Pride 48. And I'm surprised that you guys, because I nominated you guys for Best Produced Show, despite your technical difficulties.
Wait, this is funny.
It's phenomenal, especially James LeRoy's new soundboard act.
So we listened to this a little bit before, and it was just funny. I'm like,
I haven't
what?
Heard it. I know he called because I always want to hear who it is, but then I stop it because I like to hear it for the first time on the show.
James LeRoy's new soundboard action. No, I'm just kidding. Although I love the soundboard, all the little sounds he's coming up with. It'll be difficult to separate out who I'm voting for. I'm not going to tell anybody. Love you guys, so I support you guys. But I was surprised.
So he's voting
That's
for
his
us.
Way of saying he's voting for us.
Pretty well, much. I don't... You never know.
He loves us.
I think he's
and
getting
he
ready,
supports
he's
us.
Getting ready to qualify that statement.
Oh no,
Kyle! I'm gonna kill you.
The one that Throwing Shade didn't get comedy podcast. That would have been better because they're an awesome comedy podcast for ladies and gays, and that's just where they fit in. But apparently, the some other groups from their group of podcasts got into the comedy podcast nomination. So. Oh, well. Anyway, best of luck. Hope you guys have a good weekend, and I will talk to you later. I was trying to think of a Ask the Expert question. Maybe I'll call back with that. All right. Love you. Bye.
So I feel bad because the biggest thing that we've been doing lately has been this Axe the Expert, and we haven't done it in quite some time. So we've been talking about it, and we're going to try to do some stuff in the next few episodes with that.
Yeah, I think not when you hear this episode, not the next episode, but the episode after, we are trying to schedule an live in studio.
What?
Ask the Expert.
Oh my God.
Because we do have some questions lining up. So if it works out, who knows?
The whole episode
may just be fucking let's call experts.
Ask the experts.
Yeah,
Ask the Expert.
And I think that's mainly why you're saying that because of Joe and freaking Dallas.
Yes.
Who writes it as AX.
Uh-huh. accent. Did you happen to be able to view any of his porns that he sent you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I have not. Apparently.
I have time.
Girl has time. Apparently, girl
I'm sorry to all the other podcasters that I've neglected because of this porn, because it's so funny. Like, one of them I saw was The Dark Knight. And it was so weird because when I stepped away from the whole sex, I was looking and I'm like, why is Poison Ivy there? Why is there a female Robin? Why? And then I was talking to somebody else about it, and they're like, well, there was a real female Robin. I'm like, no, don't get analytical with me, because this was Dark Knight. This was like based off the movie.
Whoa, I think the provider just kind of...
agreed with me. I think the providers might be watching those right now. No, I just was like, no, this is based off the Dark Knight movies. Obviously, it's not...
Did he talk like this? Will you stick it in my mouth? Can I stick it in your cunt?
No, but
did he
Batman,
say it like this?
Batman. I'm crushing on some puss. I'm Batman, and I need some puss.
By the way, that is the grossest thing I've ever heard a straight guy say, ever.
You actually heard somebody say that?
Yes.
That's
wait, gross. Wait.
One of my straight friends in Florida at a straight bar walked up to me, and we were talking. I don't know what his... I don't want to say his name because he may listen to the show. But he's just like, dude, I'm so like fucking horny. Like, I don't know why straight guys think they can talk to me like this. I guess, I don't know, whatever. In Florida, because that's all I had with straight friends, really. And they're like, dude, I am so fucking horny. I haven't like fucked my girlfriend in like 2 weeks. I am crushing on some puss so hard. And I'm like,
I just don't get that.
What?
So is this episode going to be titled 2012 election, I'm crushing on the puss?
Yeah. Or it could be, I'm Batman and I need the puss.
First of all, hey, who do you think actually eats puss?
Puss.
Obama or Romney?
Totally Obama.
Romney puts
his nose up to it. He's like, I'm not putting my tongue on your nasty ass.
They totally
puss.
Have sex.
He's Mormon.
They totally have sex between a blanket.
No, and only for procreation's sake.
So they do not enjoy it. Once he comes, he like slaps her in the face and says, bitch, make me a sandwich. Wait, I saw that in a movie.
This is not copywritten. I'm sorry.
No, I think it's more, God wants you to make me a sandwich. Or do you want to make God angry? Where's my sandwich?
Guys, we're going to be attacked by Romney. Like, he's going to become president, and then it's going to be like, this comes out after he becomes president, and then they're going to be
No. We won't be attacked
as
long as...
It's going to be total Secret Service knocking on our
front
door now.
As long as Ricky doesn't say stupid comments like that, I think we're fine. Romney is not going to listen, nor are his campaign people, to our little show.
Yeah. So speaking about some straight...
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
If we're like CNN headline news.
We would win the podcast awards.
Only if it's done in the next 9 days.
Right.
9 days. That's enough to get a record.
Right.
That was record scratching.
What do you call that again?
Good one.
DJ Diddles?
Oh, it's when DJ Diddles. When a lady goes down on her DJ parts.
DJ Diddles.
I'm going to spit some rhymes.
So speaking about straight guys in a bar, oddly enough, I don't know if you knew this, Ricky, have a phone call that relates.
From one of our new listeners.
Hey guys, it's Greg in Columbus. Happy Halloween. I had a quick story and a question for you guys. I go out about twice a week to local college bars. Yeah, I know I'm way too old for that, but it's where they play the dubstep. You guys were talking about that. And because I'm so big and older than most of the crowd, actually, they've kind of embraced me in that community, and the DJs all pretty much know me and get me in free to all the shows and buy me drinks and everything else. And actually, I have better luck with them, the supposed straight guys, than I do at gay bars. So it's very interesting. But the other night, this new DJ came up to me, and he's like, hey, bro, I see you all the time here, man. He's like, hey, can I give you a bro hug? No homo? And I'm like, no. He's like, what do you mean no? I said, I am a homo. So if you want to, you can give me a homo hug. He's like, oh, that's cool, man. I have gay friends. That's cool. And so he like gave me a hug, and I grabbed his ass.
And he started laughing. He goes, oh, man, I wasn't expecting that. And I said, oh, I told you I was giving you a homo hug. But I don't know. I was just drunk and very hungry that night, so I decided to say something. Usually I don't say anything, though, when they do that no homo thing. You know, it's very big in hip-hop now. Now lots of other people are saying it anytime they make a joke or go to give you a hug or stuff like that. I was wondering what your guys' thoughts are on when straight guys, quote-unquote straight guys, say no homo at the end of a sentence or anything that might be considered somewhat gay, if that's offensive to you or not. I'm normally not offended, but I was just real drunk and ornery that night and decided to call him out. But, all right, have a great show, and, yeah, I just want to know if you guys' opinion of if you guys get offended by that, what you think about it, and thought it was a good story to tell. Have a good one. Late.
Yes, offended. It's like calling someone a faggot.
You really think so?
It's like using the word gay, and oh my God, that's so gay. It doesn't seem offensive outright, but it completely is, and it completely, though I'm not like, it's going to make me cry, offensive, or piss me off to like be angry at someone, but it is no different than using gay as a derogatory term and should not be in the vocabulary. You should not, I do find it offensive if someone's like, no homo.
I can totally, I get that. But strangely enough, I've never heard that from a straight person before. I've only heard it from people who are gay and told me, like, in Greg's case, this is what happened to me, and he said no homo, or they're joking around with me and saying no homo, whatever.
Well,
you know?
I didn't, but I agree with you. I have never in my life ever experienced this, but that's also probably because everyone knows we're fucking gay, and they probably know that if you were to say no homo to me or to you, that you're probably going to get your face slapped.
No.
With my nails that are painted pink.
No homo.
Which they're not. No homo.
You know, it was really weird because one time I was on a date one time and went to a billiard and a bunch of my straight friends were with us.
A billiard?
Is that right? Billard?
A
billiard?
Billiard? A
billiard.
Is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Southern. Yeah, billiard.
I call it a pool hall.
No, it's called a billiard.
It's the same thing.
I know. I'm just, it's like bagel and bagel. It's one of those
tomato.
Pop and Coke and diet and
potato. Y'all know you're from small places where those things exist.
Right. So I'm on a date with this guy and I'm with some of my straight guy friends. And one of them said something. It was either gay or something. The fact that it was, I don't know. They said something to me, which I did not find offensive because they're my friends. But the person I was on the date with flew off the fucking handle. First date, went batshit crazy, started throwing pool balls everywhere. Wow. I'm like, I'll show you fucking fat or gay or faggot or whatever. And, blah, 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 and went on, kept going on and on and on.
Was
and then
in,
went out into.
You said, but this is in Florida.
Yeah. Okay. And then went out into the parking lot and was like screaming and yelling. I was like, dude, bring it down a notch. What's going on? And he just started screaming and yelling and got in his car and left.
Okay, that's
worst date ever.
That's a little ridiculous. However,
a little dramatic.
I do think that you bring up an interesting thing that I think happens in a lot of situations, even with like even racist jokes, whatever, when you have black friends or any type of other race or whatever, that I think we allow people to slide on comments that are really inappropriate because they're our friends. And that's an interesting conversation of should you?
Well,
is it even though it doesn't offend you, is it right that they're still doing that? Because it will offend someone and it is offensive.
I was listening to NPR about something like this too. Like they were talking about I don't remember who, but it's like when Kathy Lee Gifford, she says shit like this, or she says stuff like that, we give her a pass. We buy her DVDs still. We support her and she says this stuff, but I feel like she's coming from a place where she's...
Wait, Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, Kathy Griffin.
Kathy
Sorry.
Griffin. Oh. I was like, Kathy Lee... But, wow!
When does she use things like gay or whatever in or faggot in her comedy?
Well, she never does. Said...
She says faggot.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard her say.
Yeah.
I'm using her as an example, not as what they said.
And she says the gays and stuff
the gays.
Like that.
Yeah. So... I feel like if you're coming from a place where your motives or your intentions are not to harm you, and I'm calling you, hey, what's up, bitch? You know, like, I call you a bitch, but if I'm telling a woman a bitch, you know, that's something.
Actually, I need to talk to you about that. I don't like it.
I don't know if
I don't prefer it.
See, I'm sorry, know if I agree with that. I don't agree with that. That would not hold up in workplace when it comes to any kind of harassment either. It does not matter what your intent is. If someone hears it and is offended,
no, I agree. From their standpoint, it's their intentions aren't to be harmful. They're not trying to be malicious in their attacks or malicious in their words and attack you. It's one of those things. It's maybe we need to educate. And it goes back to the whole bullying thing too. Calling people names, calling people derogatory terms. It's something where we need to say, you know what? Yeah, we don't mind this. Like, I don't mind when people are like, oh, don't be so gay.
Oh,
like,
to me. I completely do. It
depends on the person for me.
I think I understand where you're coming from, but the intent may not be there on the surface, but the intent is still there because you are taking a word, using it out of context as a negative thing that describes a population of people. So even though it means that you are not educated in the words that you're using, and people should be educated to choose their words more carefully, I guess that's what I'm coming down. It might not be your intent for that because you've learned this vocabulary as being okay. It's just the same as if you grew up with racist family members who use the N-word over and over and over again.
I did.
Like it's saying
normal.
Gosh darn it.
Like butter.
Like it's butter. You know, if you start...
Which you love.
That does not give you an excuse to use that word.
Right.
It doesn't give you a pass because your intention isn't there because it's learned. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn what you're saying is inappropriate.
Right. In my situation, when my family uses that word, I just tell them straight up, that's inappropriate. We don't need to use language like that.
Right.
Then bring it down a notch into the whole, and you know, have some cocaine. Having some cocaine.
I mean, I think this is a fantastic debate.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is too, it's the whole educational standpoint, because then when you start talking about, okay, don't use derogatory terms like gay, faggot, stuff like that, you know, or the N-word, it goes also to stereotypes. Like when we talk about or make little jokes and stuff, we're making fun of a group of people like that too. So it's something that nobody's perfect. We only can do the best we can, and we need to help educate the other people to make sure that they're trying to do the same.
You know what? Perfect example of what happened to me here in Chicago. Jorge Clooney.
My friend. Say his name right.
I know. I hate him. But I was unaware. I was saying some things to him that were inappropriate. To me, I thought it was a joke. Finally, he said something to me, and I was drunk, and I started crying. But I'm glad he said it to me, because I wouldn't want to go months and months and months and months and months and say these things. And it wasn't mean, like, you know me. I don't say mean things to people. It's just, like, jokes.
Right. But I think the interesting thing here, though, is, Brad, you do have a point. But I think this is also why Kathy Griffin may get a pass sometimes, is there's a big difference between constructing a joke due to, you know, pointing out stereotypes, which are obviously based on some kind of truth at some point, because that's what most jokes are based off.
I will say stereotypes are completely they come from truths.
Absolutely. But making a joke, and especially like from her standpoint, is completely different than a 14-year-old boy, girl, us saying, oh my God, this, you know, or that's just so gay. That's not a joke. That's using something in a term in a derogatory way that is not meant to be funny. It is not meant to be a joke.
But here's my thing too, though. I don't.
Apparently, the provider thinks it's a joke.
I probably can't even hear it, but provider's laughing in the background. However, my thing is too, is as well as with this, is we also have to take into account the fact that we're supporting her. We're showing these 14-year-olds that this is completely all right to do. Obviously, this is for comedy. So, okay, I'm a 14-year-old now. I'm going to say this for comedy purposes. I'm going to say this for a laugh, not realizing that there is implications. However, I'm not saying that this is something that is okay.
Well, you know
I
what?
I don't support whatever the case is.
You know what, Bradley? All this conversation makes me feel like you're voting Romney, and we just can't get married.
Oh my God, that is totally not what I'm getting from that.
Whoa.
What I was going to say is,
I think
we should
Waylon
get...
jumped the shark.
But it's that kind of conversation where it's like, well,
you know what?
Well, I just don't agree. It's like when someone puts running,
that
like,
goes to that.
I'm just going
to
cut you out of my life now.
Yeah, no, it totally is like the article you posted. We were listening to that on our way to
This American Life. Yeah. Did you listen to that today? I would
No. Right. We listened to it yesterday.
It wasn't This American Life. It was the normal the Hispanic weekend thing. The Mexi Mitt. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This American
that
Life
was hilarious,
today.
And we'll probably talk about that on the next podcast.
Oh, I listened to This American Life today, and how people
the relationships in this
like
in the elections.
Oh, yes,
when we were
I
going
was
to
shocked.
Fascinating how the one guy is the only Democrat in the entire city,
and he was afraid.
An elected official who doesn't right. have to put their party was afraid to tell anyone is in the closet.
That is or amazing. The guy that were brother-in-laws, and he said, "If you come
you
over to my house, you have to bring
barbecue.
Your own food."
Yeah,
he basically was like, "Because you're voting Obama, you can't eat my barbecue."
And I have to be honest here. I don't know if I'm a bad person or not. This is the first time I ever listened to This American Life, but I fucking love it.
No, it's great.
Oh, it's
I
amazing.
Was shocked. I mean, I didn't know it was like educational. I thought it was like a
and guess what?
A family talking about. I didn't know
they're a podcast.
They are.
Wait. Are they up for a podcast award?
No.
Okay, good.
Because they're
but they're
amazing.
A podcast.
But they're good. I
no,
mean,
they really
I
are.
Was I was,
you know it's based out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Ira Glass.
I saw like WEVU or something.
Yeah, that's at the Navy Pier.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
And everybody should go listen to that because it's very... And they give both sides, blue and
oh,
red
yeah.
states.
Yeah, he's usually very much on the liberal side of things. Mm-hmm. But I did think that story, he did show both sides of...
It was good.
I'm trying also, to make sure you saw both persons.
Right. Yeah. There was also one before that. I forget who was doing it. It was a woman, but she was hosting. She was doing these interviews with these two lifelong friends that were literally at least probably 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And they had this phone call conversation. How
Look,
one was
chill
like,
bumps. It
well, first,
like, yeah.
that they had mm-hmm. always been Republican and Democrat.
Yeah. They
and
were
have
open
always
to it.
Had open conversations.
And
like
discussions
and like long conversation on the phone, even when they moved states away, that was just something they did
mm-hmm.
until Obama was elected.
And then it
or
was
until
one of those,
the first
right.
election.
Yeah. And then it was one of those things too, where like his friend was like, let's say person A is, the guy who's supporting Romney and person mm-hmm. B is the guy supporting Obama. They were talking on a conversation and person B said, I'm voting for Obama because of this and this. And person A was like, and this is, by the way, from the perspective of person mm-hmm. B. Person A was like, "You're a socialist now," and he's like, "How do you?" Why? And person B was telling, he was like,
he was
"I was
shocked.
I was offended.
Mm-hmm.
I was completely. I felt like you called me a derogatory term." He was just like, "I couldn't believe you," and I got angry and upset. And then they basically the person A the one who supports Romney, he was like, "Well, then let's cut this off."
My biggest problem was when he still told the guy that, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but the problem is that he needed to change his.
That's
right.
What
and
I
was
felt
like,
was wrong.
Oh.
But I will say the guy who was doing also supporting Obama said the exact same thing. He was trying to convince him to basically do the same thing, change his opinion.
No, we'll change his opinion on you about... No, I don't know. I gotta
no,
listen to that part.
It was
I don't
he.
Know if I agree with
he
that.
Was very similar in the fact that he's like, "No, you're wrong. You need to change your."
Well,
opinion.
The good thing is
and the same thing with the sisters.
Yes,
yes.
Good thing is, This American Life is a free podcast on mm-hmm. iTunes, so you can go download this.
I would because all right, we'll wrap it up. I have to say something.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like you know, he was saying, "You're a socialist."
I don't care if this is your show.
Right.
Did you ask if you can talk right now? Because
and we want to know what you guys think, yeah. Of course, because I think the listeners probably have opinions also.
Now, I will admit,
we may not agree with
if
it.
If you call in with an opinion,
mm-hmm.
please do not leave a 5-minute voicemail because
right.
we cannot play 16
5-minute voicemails.
As if we would get 16 calls in one show.
First of all,
I will say this.
Two
politics
or three,
causes so much discussion and arguments.
Two or three calls is over half of a show.
So let's bring it down to about a minute and a half, and we'll discuss it. But the thing is that the guy was like, "Oh, you're a socialist." Well, I have to be honest. I didn't know exactly what like a complete socialist is.
But it's why a social is it a bad butterfly? Thing? No, it's a social butterfly. It's one that likes to be able to go out and have drinks. And I'm kidding. I'm totally making shit up.
Why is it a bad
guys?
Thing? It's just less government, more people owned. I don't get why that's so bad.
I think we should have an offline conversation about that. Because
it's
very.
Yeah. Am I being stupid? I don't.
No. It's just that
we don't want you to sound stupid.
You know how like.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know how all those different kinds of political hierarchies or systems. And several of them have been tried in other communist countries and have not worked, though on paper and in theory may have, but people took advantage of it or whatever.
I read Wikipedia.
Right. So there are things that...
Great source.
So I think the things that... But also is, I think the thing to think about as you do more reading, is anyone really, or does it really work ever to be hardcore one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, completely democratic isn't always working. Are we a mixture of socialism democrat? I think we are, because we have a lot of social causes that no matter what you say, and people end up having to use Medicaid, Medicare,
welfare.
Well, all these things, WIC, these are great programs, but that would not exist if there weren't social things. So it's an interesting thing. I think it's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would love to hear
that. We want to know. I want to know what other people think, because when I listened to, I mean, I was like, I have a little buzz going on. But anyway.
We all do.
But listening to that show, I was like, really shocked at how people treated each other.
But are you? I mean, have you been on Facebook?
But that's the thing. I don't go on Facebook a lot. Everything that I do is through Twitter. So I don't really go on Facebook unless I'm looking for like family stuff. I don't, and like the wedding.
This is,
you know, I look at that. But
this is
one
thing
that we should wrap this up. One our tater tots.
I want to just end this with. I want to.
Is the stove still on?
Yeah.
Oh, go turn it off.
Well, no,
I want to end this with kind of in a way where it's like, okay, you know, let's look at what we're turning into. I feel like, especially, I mean, with the political ads, it's gone so negative.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I've looked at statistics and I've looked at all these things where even during like the Kerry Bush election, where Kerry was over
Kerry Bush.
No, Kerry versus
I'm
Bush.
Just
that's what I call my penis.
Joke.
That's what I call my penis. I feel like with those elections, Kerry was literally over 50% positive campaign ads, where like he was probably out of the last four elections. Was the one with the most, and I am so, I don't know what the word is to just, I'm disappointed that politics has come to such a negative, old Western gunslinger. If you're going to be a good positive candidate, here's my thing, I don't necessarily, because Obama had the more negative campaign ads than.
I didn't see any of them, so I can't.
Than Romney. And I'm disappointed. I want someone who's going to be a positive influence for our children and everything else like that. And I want us to all be positive towards each other and be cordial and be friendly and be cooperative. I don't want some, you know, divisions of parties and divisions of, you know, I believe in this. And if you don't believe in this, I don't want to be your friend and I don't want to, and I want to end it all. So that's my thing.
Also with the Obama ads, you have to remember he doesn't approve all those. So you have different companies and
I understand that, but at the same time, it's, you know, he does have it. It's in his name,
right?
It is, you know, it's just like having somebody else say, "Oh, here's the Foul Monkeys. They hate this podcast because of this," and we never say that. It's getting out there and it's promoting it, and I don't agree with it, but yeah.
Okay. So we're going to leave.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Eat. Yes. Peace, let us know what you think.
Yeah, this is Foul Monkeys. This is Waylon.
This
is Ricky.
Getting our food ready. And this is James Leroy. Love one another.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
So we're going to record now. We're testing. We're talking to each other.
Hi, this is Waylon. I'm talking. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you getting your drink on?
Yeah, and then I'm looking at all my family and, like, my brother saying, go Romney.
Oh, gross.
What?
Okay. Do we have a soundboard we can play to?
It's quiet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Dear Chicago.
Okay. Sounds sad.